Welcome to Our Final Answer, America's favorite game show, where we select one question from our online audience, debate, discuss, and decide our final answer. I am your host, Claudia Carney, and today's question was sent in by Wiley Bale from Wichita, Kansas, and his question is, how do you get to heaven? But first, a word from our sponsor.
Moody Mood Bibles. The Bible changes color as your walk with the Lord changes. Cut the talk, increase the walk with Moody Mood Bibles.
And welcome back. Let me introduce to you our panel, Jeremy Moore, Polly Oliver. Today we are also joined by Reverend Peter Strickland, who may be able to shed some light on this subject. Let's dive in. So what are your thoughts on today's question?
Well, I once heard something about a stairway to heaven. Is that how you get there? Well, I've never seen it though, so it might be invisible.
I think heaven is, the first thing you need to know about heaven is really, the most important thing is accepting Jesus in your heart and...
Whoa. Jesus in your heart? Like, how does that happen? Like, everybody knows that if you're good, you go to heaven. If you're bad, you don't. So you do more good things than bad things, and then you'll go to heaven.
I think this is a really good question. With all the different religions, beliefs, and teachings around the world, every person needs to ask, how can we know which is the right way to heaven?
Well, yeah, like, do you have to take a train, like in Harry Potter? Or do you have to travel somewhere, like in the Lord of the Rings? Or is there some kind of magical map that you have to find? And that'll tell you how to get to heaven. Like, do you need a reservation?
Well, there is sort of a reservation. The Bible says there's a book, and if your name's not written in it, you're not going to go. It's called the Lamb's Book of Life.
Get out.
Well, and it gets worse. It says here, if anyone's name was not found written in the Book of Life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
Well, I'm sure my name is in there. I mean, why wouldn't it be? I'm a good person. You can ask anybody. Well, maybe not anybody, but I've never killed anyone.
Why does everyone think that's an automatic in?
Let's think about that. If we could all get to heaven by being good, why did Jesus have to come to die for us?
Well, if it's not by being a good person, then how do I get my name in that book you're talking about?
By believing. If you believe in God, you'll get to heaven.
Oh, well, that's a piece of cake. I believe there's a God.
Hold your horses now. It's not just believing there is a God. The devil himself believes in God, and he's certainly not going to go to heaven.
Okay, so do you have to go to church on Sunday? Is that how you get into heaven?
That can't be right. I mean, if I went and lived in my garage, they wouldn't turn me into a car. So going to church wouldn't turn me into a Christian. So there has to be another answer.
Look, going to church is a good thing. And the Bible says we're supposed to do that. But that's not what makes you a Christian. There are people who go to church every week who aren't going to make it into heaven.
Say what?
So, it's not about attending church. You need to make sure that what you believe about God is correct and based upon something other than your own imagination and thoughts.
Look, here in the Bible, it says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and anyone who believes in him will not die, but he'll have eternal life. God didn't send his Son into the world to judge the world. He sent his Son into the world to save the world.
Well, what do you mean, will not die? I have to die. How do I not die? Has anybody who ever died gone to heaven?
Oh, it's time for a commercial break. Hold that thought. had some good discussion during the commercial break. This heaven question has been asked many times before in different ways. Apparently, a man named Nicodemus in the Bible came to Jesus in the evening because he wanted to know how he could be saved. He was essentially asking, what must I do to get to heaven?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say he had to die.
Jesus told him the only way to enter the kingdom of heaven is that you must be born again. That's the only way.
How can someone be born again? You can't enter in a second time into your mother's womb to be born again.
No, that's not what he was talking about. He's talking about that you must be born of the water, which is born in the flesh, and then you also have to be born in the spirit. Only those who have done that can get into heaven.
So that still doesn't answer our question of how you get there. Did Jesus show this Nicodemus how to do that?
Jesus didn't say, I will show you some way. He didn't say, I will guide you in a way. He didn't say, I am a way. He said, I am the way.
The way? Well, we will dive into that after this commercial break.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's Bible study day.
Woo-hoo!
Reverend Peter, what is that verse you were telling us about during the commercial?
Well, the Bible teaches us that there's no other way to salvation, no other way to be born again than through Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We need to understand that he is the way, as in the one and only way.
So you're saying Jesus is the way to heaven, and you can't get there any other way. But that means God sends people to hell. But isn't God a good guy?
Yes, God is good, but the world is filled with people who have their own ideas about God and what he is like. The thing is, they're all very similar in their thought that their God is kind, and therefore he, she, or it won't condemn anyone because mankind's basic nature is good and kind. And because their God only does good and they aren't really all that bad, everybody feels like they're going to go to heaven. They claim that they have this spiritual tolerance for all truth systems because there are no absolutes. But the Bible says something totally different. The Bible says there is only one way to get to heaven.
Well, hold on. What about Buddhism or like Hinduism? Or what about the Muslims? I mean, there's so many more, but like, who's right? It's all so confusing. I mean, don't they all believe the same thing? And the same God?
That's actually a very good question, Polly. The truth is, they don't believe in the same God, and they definitely don't believe the same things. That's where so many people get confused and discouraged and don't know what to believe.
Let's break this down a bit, Reverend Peter. Let's begin with, what do Buddhists believe?
Well, first of all, Buddhists believe there is no supreme being that is the creator of all. Buddhists believe that our thoughts make up and frame the world. We are what we think. All that we are arises from our thoughts.
So, if Buddhists believe that our thoughts make and frame the world, we are what we think. Isn't that kind of like, you know, the good thoughts, good vibes thing?
Positive vibes are great, Jeremy. Wishful thinking, being hopeful, and feeling good about something coming up or a decision you've made can be fantastic. But they are not. But they are just emotions. They don't change anything. Reverend Peter, please continue.
That's a good point, Claudia. From the Buddhist standpoint, the statement that God created man in his own image is reversed. They believe that man created God in their image, in man's own image. It changes. So does their view of who their God is. To liberate himself, they believe mankind has to shed all the delusions that they have. They have to clear their mind. And to them, the biggest delusion is the existence of God. Buddhism teaches the ultimate goal is nirvana, where all pain and suffering do not exist anymore. And they believe the only way to reach this is by following their eightfold path to enlightenment. Then you reach that place of total nothingness.
Nothingness. Absence of life or existence. Like, here we go again with that dying thing.
The Buddhist Eightfold Path is based solely on the individual's performance through rightness of speech, their actions, rightness of effort, rightness of thought. And beside that, if you're trying to answer the question, how do you get to heaven? Buddhism is not the answer, because they don't believe that there is a heaven, because they don't believe that there is a God.
When I was in college, I studied religion a little bit. And Hinduism is quite different from Christianity. Christians believe that God is the creator, but he is not his creation. Christians don't worship those creations. They worship the creator.
That's right.
Hinduism provides a radically different idea. Brahm, the creator God, is his creation. The cosmos is not so much a creation, but more an emanation from him. That each animal, tree, star, and person is God, a part of God.
Yep, you are correct, Jeremy. And there's other key differences as well between the two. Hinduism believes that how you live in this life determines what kind of life you're going to live in the next life. What kind of animal you will be in the next life. They believe that a man's soul can be reborn in the future as a cow, as a snake, a bug, or some other animal. The Hindu doctrine, with its successive phases, which determines a person's destiny, and reincarnations, was based on that person's progressive performance. Beliefs that drastically are different from those of Christianity.
Oh, this is very interesting. So what about the Muslim belief?
Well, Muslims follow the Prophet Muhammad, and they adhere to the teaching of Islam. They believe that there's one God and that he is the only creator and master of the universe.
That sounds like the belief the Christians have.
Mm-hmm. Well, sort of, but there's a huge difference in that Islam rejects the Trinity or any attempt to make God in human form. They believe Jesus was a prophet just like Muhammad, but that he is not the Son of God. In Muslim understanding, the way to heaven, the way to achieve the blissful paradise, is to strictly and strictly follow and adhere to the five pillars of Islam. And it must be followed precisely. It has to be followed to the law in order to enter paradise.
Pillars of yada, yada, yada. I can make up my own pillows. All these people want you to do is follow rules and regulations.
All these different religions, with their different beliefs and practices, it seems each has a different system of religious attitudes and ways to reach nirvana or heaven or whatever they call it.
So, this eightfold faith, pillars, the law, To me, it all sounds like the same thing. It doesn't make any difference which you choose to do. There's this laundry list of do this, do that.
Very true, Polly. In many of those religions, and even when it comes to Christianity, a lot of people think that. But Jesus didn't come to set a lot of rules and regulations to follow. He came to give grace.
Grace.
Yes. The Bible says the way we are saved is by grace through faith, not works. All these other religions have ways which a person must work to earn God's approval or achieve some enlightenment. Christianity alone makes God's love and acceptance something which is offered to undeserving human beings completely without cost or condition. The Bible makes it clear that it cannot be earned like all these other religions. In Christianity, it comes as a free gift. It only comes through God's grace.
So then, doing good and being good
apparently don't mean a thing.
Grace means that you no longer have to try to be perfect, to do everything right. With God, it does not depend on how well we do or how perfect we are. It's based solely on the mercy and the grace of God.
Well, I always say I'm practically perfect in every way, me and Mary Poppins.
Well, the message of grace is good news for those of us who aren't perfect and those of us who have failed. We read in the book of Titus, but when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us not because of the righteous things that we have done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing and the rebirth and the renewal by the Holy Spirit. Salvation is a free gift from God. It cannot be earned. It's not by works. It's not by what we do.
Free? Come on, Reverend P. You know nothing's free.
That's correct, Jeremy. While it's free to us, it was bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. God is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins.
Making Jesus the only way to God. I think I get it.
Well, hang on. Like, I get that. But what about all roads lead to Rome? Like, there's many ways to reach an objective or a place. I'm just not buying this only one way thing.
In the Bible, this guy named Thomas asked Jesus where He was going and how they could know the way. And this is where Jesus told him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
We need to be careful and alert not to confuse the path. There are two, you know.
Okay, hold on. Now I'm really confused. There's one way and two paths. Like, how's that even possible?
The Word of God says there's a way that seems right to man, but its end is the way of death.
Well, look, I get what you're saying. Wait, death? Like, anyway, I've helped people. I love animals. I love them. And I've given clothes to the mission. I went to church every Christmas, and well, most Christmases, and Easter, but and John 3:16. Yeah. I've read that verse a few times. That's the one with God and Jesus or maybe it's about a wrestler. I'm not sure, but see, I've done more good things than bad. Like, I'm just having trouble thinking of them.
Again, there is a way that seems right to a man, and that's not it, Polly.
Well, what about these paths?
I think I have it now. You see, there's two paths before you, but you may take only one. One doorway is narrow, and the other door is wide. The wide door leads to a wide path, and the wide path is easy.
I like easy.
It has many, many people on it, but the wide, broad, easy, crowded path leads to death.
Death. There's that word again.
That's why you want to choose the narrow path. It leads to a narrow road that in turn leads to life. It's hard to find that road. Not many people manage it.
Okay, I get it. Two paths, pick the narrow one.
Two paths, but still there is only one way.
Okay, so one way. I'm sorry, that just doesn't make any sense to me. I get the two paths leading to two different places, but there's not one way to get anywhere. I can get from here to that bathroom back there, and I can go down these stairs, and I can go around this way, and this way, and this way, and I can get there. Or I can go that way, and go down those stairs, and go that way, and that way, and I can still get there. If I wanted to, I could go over top of those chairs and still get there. There's always more than one way.
Okay. Let's use your bathroom example.
Okay.
If you want to get to the bathroom, the only way to get there is through the back room.
Okay.
That's right. Jesus said things like, "I am the gate. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved. And I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved."
But I've always been taught that there's no absolutes. Like, all truth is relative. Whatever I want to believe is true for me, and whatever you want to believe is true for you. Because, you know, things change, and people evolve, and things are different than what you believed 10 years ago. It's different today.
The statement, "there are no absolutes, all truth is relative," contradicts itself, because it is an absolute statement.
I never thought about that before.
You see, it's not what you've done, it's who you know.
Oh, yeah, you know who I know? I know Donald Trump. I met him one time, he was so nice.
No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about someone that you know personally.
My Nana. Nana, she's the one that took me to church. Yeah, I know Nana.
That's not... Let's start over. We're talking about heaven, right? Mm-hmm. How do we get to heaven? Heaven is God's home. God created everything and every person. The first people he created, they were perfect, like God. They, the people, disobeyed. They and all people, even practically perfect Polly, from that moment on, carry the burden of sin. This sin separates people from God. But God loves people too much to let them be responsible for a burden that they could never repay. So Jesus, God's perfect Son, who is fully God, came to the earth to also be fully man, and to be put to death in the flesh, giving his own pure blood to pay the price for all sin. Jesus is the person you have to know personally. Do you know him?
Well, yeah. Like, I've heard of him. He was born at Christmas, he died at Easter. So yeah, I know. Does that count?
Unfortunately, it's not enough to know who he is. It's good to believe there's only one God. That's fine, but even demons believe this. And it makes them shake with fear. And we know they're also not going to go to heaven.
So then where does that leave me? Like, what do I have to do?
Well, that's the same question that there was a jailer in the book, in the Bible, in the book of Acts, who asked the same thing. Can I tell you about that? So there was these two preachers named Paul and Silas. And they were traveling and they went to this town called Philippi. And they preached the gospel, and then after they preached, some people got mad and got angry. And these slave owners brought some false charges against them and had them thrown into jail. Well, despite that treatment, they took the opportunity to pray and they began to sing in jail that night. And everybody there heard them, all the other prisoners. Well, as they were singing and praying, suddenly there was this huge earthquake and opened up all the cells, and all their chains fell off. And it woke the jailer up too, and he came running into the jail and just assumed that everybody had escaped. And if that happened, then he would then have been executed. So in just panic, he started to pull out his sword and started to kill himself. But Paul yelled out to him and stopped him. And the jailer grabbed some torches and he rushed in. And he was trembling. And he knelt in front of Paul and Silas. And he took them outside. And he began to ask him everything that had happened. And he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
Wow. What did they tell him?
Well, it says in the Bible right here, and they answered him, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your family will be saved."
Well, that's it?
That's it. There's no rules, no regulations. Jesus is the way. It says, if you acknowledge and confess with your mouth that that Jesus is Lord, recognizing who he is, recognizing that he is the Son of God, recognizing his authority, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, it says you will be saved.
For with your heart you believe and are justified, and with your mouth you confess and are saved.
Jesus said that everyone who confesses him before men, he will also confess him before his Father in heaven.
I think I have it. So I just need to believe Jesus died on the cross for my sin, because I'm not really practically perfect. Well, practically, but not perfect. But anyway, Jesus died for my sin, and all I have to do is believe that he did that for me and confess that, and I can get to God through Jesus.
That's right.
Wow. How is that so easy? And I missed it.
Well, folks, our time is now up, but as promised, we have heard the question. We have discussed and debated, and we have decided the final answer is Jesus is the only way to get to heaven.
Amen.